Today's episode is supported by Spun Out.
You know, I've definitely noticed people being way more open online about mental health lately.
Yeah, and that's a good thing, especially when people are talking honestly about stuff like self-harm or eating disorders or suicide.
But it can also feel a bit tricky, like you want to respond well, but you're not always sure what the safest thing to say is.
Exactly, and that's what Safer Conversations Online is all about. It's a free online course from Spun Out, supported by the HSE.
It's practical and really easy to get through, with short videos, clear explainers and stories from real people.
Plus, some interactive bits that help you think about how you actually show up in conversations online.
So whether you're posting, replying or just trying to support someone,
it's a really useful one to check out.
You'll find it at spunout.ie/safer conversations.
That's spunout.ie/safer conversations. Go Loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for the crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Right, episode 244, Joe.
Is it? I thought it was more. We were doing a thing last night and you said it was 295 or something.
Yeah, I just made that up to sound cooler.
I thought it was over 300 when we were asked. Where were we last night? Tell the listeners.
The Irish Audio Awards. Yeah. Am I right in saying that?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
We weren't nominated and we were just, they had a panel on and we were chatting with Anton Savage.
He's a pro.
We were slagging him on the podcast. Well, we weren't slagging him, but...
We mentioned that it could be him that doesn't work the... Radio presenter who doesn't watch the hair, or TV presenter, is it radio/TV presenter?
Do you think he came and then he confronted us? His last question was,
"Who?
So do you think I still don't wash my hair?"
So who gave him that information?
I want to know that. I want to know if he done his own research or if somebody else did.
Yeah.
And did they listen to it?
He probably has alerts on to see who mentions his hair.
They're on to me.
They know. And then just like by coincidence, we ended up being interviewed by him.
Isn't it mad? So, when it was over, so Anton Savage was presenting it and he was wearing like a suit and a tie and he looked very professional. And then he went backstage and then we went backstage and he was in his biking gear.
Yeah, he was just like getting ready to jump on a motorbike. I just didn't expect that.
No.
I honestly thought he had a Bentley outside.
A chauffeur.
Yeah.
A limo was going to take him away. Or a helicopter.
Yeah.
Like he's
and
just,
then you mentioned to him that you... To be on the scooter, like,
yeah, yeah.
And he's like, no, I want to get one of them. I was like, go away, will you?
God, imagine seeing Anton Savage booting up Fairview Park on a blade on a Coolcorden GT.
You were discussing your directions to get to here from Coolock.
Yeah, yeah. I was telling him that I'd done a 30 test because I wanted to ride a bike and I failed it. And I never went back. You're flat out on the Pokemon still, I see.
Oh my God. I don't know if the listeners want to hear me talking about it. But it's interesting for me, you know. I seen a couple of drops online on the way somewhere. And I was like, spin her around, Amy. But she's up. She wants to get them as much as
she,
me.
Does she?
She wants to get them like that. Because I want them so bad.
Yeah.
She like goes out of her way to try and get them for me like. Well, spoil rotten.
Is it a justification for you to buy, for her to buy something that she wants?
What do you mean?
Like, if she's like, yeah, you can spend.
Oh, when she like opens Pokemon. The gates, like?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That I'm like, you shouldn't have done that. Not really. Yeah, but like, if Amy wants something, I'll get it for her, you know, that kind of way.
Ooh.
Anything she wants. spend. Now, fucking. Yeah, I love her. It's great. I love getting there before someone else.
Do you like the cards that are wordless or do you throw them out?
No, I like them.
Do you?
Yeah.
What do you do with them?
Just put them in the skip.
I
like them.
Out.
I like them for a second. There's like loads of base cards and then at the back there's like three like shiny ones, hollow.
Comic-Con was on this week.
I know.
Did you go?
I've never been to one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd be swarmed.
Nah.
Ah, you would.
I don't be swarmed at the card show.
That's different. Comic Con's different, I feel.
I'm friends with all the cosplayers anyway.
I'd love some of the cosplayers, you.
I'd love that.
Wouldn't that be good?
Yeah.
Darren, go away, no way. I'm you. I don't know half of it. You know, they'd be mad Japanese cartoon characters.
Manga.
How did he even find these TV shows?
It's very niche, like.
It's very niche.
There's a huge, like, fucking audience for it, you know. They all know what they are, but, like, someone looking outside, we wouldn't know what it is. Like, someone with a big hammer. And you're like, what's that for?
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Who are you supposed to be with the big hammer? They always have a big hammer. What are you cosplaying as? Someone from Chadwick's? The big hammer?
If it wasn't Comic-Con, you'd be terrified seeing someone walking down the street the way they dress up. Like, Jesus, that's...
Like, some of them have to get the bus.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Do you ever think of that?
There's TikToks of people going to Comic-Con dressed up in their big blading costumes.
Yeah, because everyone else just going about that day to day, like.
Yeah,
that standard Saturday or whatever. And there's just some fella getting on the bus dressed as Deadpool with a big hammer.
I was going to go with the kids. I was going to bring the kids. I can't remember why I didn't. I think I was looking at...
Probably the money side. The price of it, maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
Do kids not go free? I doubt it.
I think under fives go free.
How did he know their age anyway?
I'm four, mate.
Yeah,
get
mate, I'm four
way.
And a half. What are you going to do, Bill?
Big beard on you. I'm fucking four.
If you want to bring the hammer in, it's extra. What, they're carrying it on the bus, though? That is in.
I go, one, will you? I'm four, man. Goo, goo, ga, ga.
4 years old, ungrown. Ungrown.
Look, do you want me to piss myself? I'll piss myself, no bother.
We're on our own today. There's no producer. They've left us in this room and we don't even know if this was recording. Should be recording.
Hopefully it is. They've run out of producers.
There's no producers left for Stall It, man.
We've
completed podcasting.
Done.
Podcasting completed, mate.
All the producers are just...
Why don't you just have a producer? Too good. Too good for that.
Well, too good to be produced. You can't produce this shit.
Every podcast has a producer except us. We've been really let down.
Do you know what? And it's late in the afternoon.
And it's a Friday.
Recording this. I feel like, did you ever get kept back in school, but not for detention? Kind of for like something fun. Like you could spend time on the computers in primary. There was a time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember.
We stayed back in school. There was about four of us. And the teacher kept us back. And we were playing computer games. We were playing Granny's Garden. And it's a very, very obscure game. Weird reference. I would love to get an emulator or play it now, just for a shot of nostalgia.
It's on YouTube, man.
It probably is. Probably fucking is, man, now that you say it. But anyway, we were back and we were playing the computers and we didn't see the time going by. And we looked out the window when it was dark and then we went out. This was in O'Connell's. So when you go out of the school, you're in the yard and then you have to go over and the gates were locked and we couldn't get out. And you won. The teacher that was with us had to call the... Who would you say, the groundskeeper or something like?
The groundskeeper, Willie.
I think he was in the pub. Do you know what I mean?
He was in
the pub and he was like, oh, I have the keys, I have to come up and get you. We were in there for about half an hour before your man came and released us. He used to climb over the top, but then he started putting oil on the top.
I hate when people put oil on walls.
Let me climb on your walls.
Our ball, he used to go over the wall and he used to just jump out your man's back garden around the corner. Then he was like, he'd come out the back and be like, oh, boy, get out, I walk on country. And he'd be like, ah, bollocks. And he'd be legging it. And then he started putting fucking gluing glass to the fucking...
Glass, yeah,
like, gluing it, like.
Yeah, that's what, sick,
you want to kill children? Looking to kill children, like?
You sick bastard, like. There was a fella around Portland Road. We used to always, you know, the same, kick a ball and go over his garden. But then he just put loads of barbed wire up.
Sick bastard.
But we found a way to kind of, like, cut a hole in the barbed wire, so we'd still be getting it.
Hell, you saw that thing, I'm on the bundle of the barbed wire up. He couldn't fucking put cutting a hole in it. They went to the extreme back then. I don't even think anyone does that anymore, because now kids are out playing fucking football.
Jesus Christ, like Benjamin Netanyahu living in the gaff. Putting a fucking wall up, and they're only short of putting snipers on.
Doing knick-knack on Netanyahu's house.
Oh, bollocks, the balls are getting canted into Netanyahu's gaff.
Canted?
Who's getting that ball? I'm not getting that. Netanyahu will
Oh, me fucking tout 90 scorpion balls at the going into net. Nah, he was back there.
That's me good fucking ball, man. We told you to keep her on the ground.
The scorpion one.
No volleys. Don't be kicking her in the air.
That's no blowaway cup championship.
Mm. There was a fella when we canted the ball into his garden. He'd go out the back and get it for you, but he'd stab the ball before he gave it to you.
Sick. Happened a few times, yeah.
Just, like, it's not intentional. Like, we're not doing it intentionally.
You wouldn't even want to go back to that spot where the ball can potentially go over, but they had a great wall.
Well, it was like, just in the way. A lot of time, it's just, this is where the football pitch is, and your gaff is against the goal. Sorry, mate.
Around the corner for me, there was a small field when I was growing up. It's still there. But there was, like, goal posts, like a goal sprayed on the wall on each side of it, just, like, yellow. Don't know how done it. There for centuries. But it's like one of the goals is like someone's gaff. So you're just volleying the ball off someone's sitting room. Like, do you know what I mean?
Jesus, that would be so annoying.
But he used to come out. Like, he'd be all right, like, because he'd obviously be in work or something like that. But sometimes he'd come out and go nuts. Like,
yeah.
How would you like if I fucking start fucking kicking a ball off your wall? Come on, we're going out to your house, kick a ball off your wall. Carrying it by the hand. Well, where do you live? Where do you live? Kick a ball off your bleeding house.
Kicking the ball off you, gaff. All night, 3 o'clock in the morning. How the fuck do you like it?
You keep your ball night kicking a fucking ball off my gap. I'm gonna kick a ball at your house, off your ma's window. You fat bastard.
You're like a fucking 8-year-old child.
Like, I'm only six, like.
I'm only 4 going to Comic Con, mate. Take it easy on me.
With me hammer.
Oh, it's great to see that there's kids. Now that the sun's coming out a little bit, there's kids on the street and they're playing football, kicking it across the road, playing pats and all. I'm like, that's bleeding good to see.
I don't think that was a thing anymore.
Yeah. Kids in general, playing outside. Fair fucks to them. What were some statistics from last night that we were talking about?
Oh my God. The one about, that your man was saying at the on the panel when he was being interviewed. Like,
yeah.
He said that every, like, if you were to watch every YouTube video that was uploaded in one day, it would take 20 years.
Yeah. 20 years of content is uploaded to YouTube every day.
Or every day. It would take you 20 years.
Fucking hell. Like,
to go from start to finish of every upload in one day. Like, one day's worth of uploads.
Every day.
Every day. So it's like, what's a week? Fucking.
A lifetime.
Yeah.
That's a lifetime. That's like fucking, yeah. Way more than a lifetime. That's
like 140 years. Like,
yeah,
I probably got that
160,
wrong. 160. Yeah.
Took us a while to get there.
Do you believe that?
Pretty simple maths. I do believe, yeah, but I think it's a lot of shit that's being uploaded. Like, it's a lot, and Brian, it's all over the country. It's all over the world as well. You know, you're not just talking about the English stuff that we're consuming.
No, YouTube across the board, everywhere, like
China and India, and like, if, yeah, like, I believe it. I don't think it's a
North Korea.
It's a lie. I'd say
they don't
99,
have YouTube, do they? North Korea.
North Korea don't have it. No. No.
They probably have their own YouTube.
Don't really hear from North Korea anymore, do you?
Too much happening.
I kind of feel bad for them now.
I don't.
They used to be the bad guys. I know they still are. Pretty bad.
Yeah.
But it's like no one's paying attention to them.
Mm.
I think they're going to do something on the sly. We're all looking
over.
We're not watching. I don't know.
Probably just Kim Jong-un playing basketball or something. With Seth Rogen. But that is a mad. Was there any other ones? It was more
the
like
statistics. There was
going
one
into AI and stuff, wasn't it? And the dangers and the positives and stuff like that.
He said most 16-year-olds now spend the same amount of time alone as an 80-year-old.
Yeah,
that's how much they're alone or by themselves.
And that's not just like alone, just doing nothing. Like alone, as in like in their own company, playing a game, or just staying in, like, and not going out.
Just by themselves.
Just by themselves, yeah.
That's crazy.
Because 80-year-olds spend a lot of time on their own.
I know.
If their husband or wife has passed, like,
yeah,
and their kids aren't visiting them anymore, and
yeah, and so when you think of a 16-year-old being like that, that's mad.
I'd be like, "Get up, you!
Get out and play." Pats. Man, I'm 16. Right, me.
Get out and get up to that fucking Comic-Con up there out there.
Get yourself a fucking job. How is that even true? Like, are they not in school?
What do you mean?
kids, these 16-year-olds that he was talking about. I don't know. I don't trust them. I don't believe him.
Maybe in the summertime. Maybe he meant in the summertime. Because, like, school is, like, a good chunk of the day for a kid, like, half the day. Like,
it's pretty much...
It's all your day is just school, like.
Like, from the ages of... From the day you're born...
Up until fucking 17 or whatever.
Up until, let's say 18, until you become a man. I'd say, what's it, like, 80% of your time is in school. It's a lot of time, isn't it? That's probably not right. Maybe it's 60 or 70.
A bit of a waste, like.
Not a shy.
I didn't need it.
No, look at you. Look at you.
Sure, podcast wasn't even a thing when I was in school. If I hadn't known that, I'd have just said, hey, I'm not doing this and going to do a podcast when I'm 20-odd.
Gee.
You mad or what?
Go on, have you a little bit of lunch then.
Don't forget to bring me back some.
I used AI for something that I feel bad about.
Yeah.
Will I tell you?
Come on.
So I was just looking at all the different AIs, and there's a Chinese one. Gwen. It's Alibaba. You know Alibaba?
The website?
The website, yeah, but they're a big, there's more to them. They have like WeChat, and they're just kind of like a big tech company, and they have an AI, and it's called Gwen. And it's really good, but people don't use it because it's Chinese, and
they don't know too much about it.
And they have a a thing down the bottom. You know, if you're on AI, you can say create an image or create a video or create a spreadsheet or make a website, whatever. Gwen has make a podcast, so I clicked that because I wanted to know about the Manhattan Project and some of the lesser known things about it.
What's that?
The Manhattan Project is when they made the atomic bomb.
Oh,
that was
really?
the name of the project. Because nobody knew they were making a bomb when they made the atomic bomb. It was all kept
underground, under wraps,
secret. Like, if you're talking about aliens and stuff like that, and like a phone was here, he'd say, how is everybody keeping this a secret? If this has really happened, how has no one found out?
But Owen's
you could
here.
Say the same. Like, they were working on the atomic bomb for like 20 years nearly. Well, not 20 years. For a long time, they were working on the atomic bomb, and nobody knew about it until they dropped the bomb. Nobody knew that was happening. It was all top secret. They even created villages that Oppenheimer's family lived in and stuff. That's in the film.
Yeah.
But they created villages that no one was allowed in, no one was allowed out. Like, its own town. They created a town for the people involved in the project.
That wouldn't survive in this day.
Well,
that secret. Do you think?
I think it is surviving. It's happening right now.
Wait, what?
Technologies that we don't know about.
Mm.
Alien spacecrafts. I'm telling you, man. Area 51, like, we literally don't know what's in it. So that's an incredible secret that we don't know, that no one knows. People know, but they're managing to keep it a secret. Do you know what I mean?
Mm. Imagine it was just a sock factory.
Why don't they just tell us? Imagine that. Imagine it was just like a little...
Just socks with little alien heads on them.
It was just a big ball pit that Donald Trump goes and just balls. Plays in.
Just the big balls.
Oh, can we go to Area 51? I want to go to Area 51.
I want to go down the slide that looks like a waterfall. Do you remember that in the Omni?
What?
There was like... What would you call it? Adventure. The balls we used to go to.
Yeah,
I
want
to go to the balls.
The fun factory.
Oh man, I want to go to the balls. Like, I know. You only go there on birthdays. Huh? But there was a water slide in there that everyone was afraid to go down. It was like just this... It was like the dip on it. It wasn't just like curved. It was just a fucking straight dip.
And free, like, fall.
Free fall.
Yeah.
Sorry, so off subject to what we were talking about. But
we kind of went there a little bit with the fun factories. There was one in Bray. That was in the Omniplex?
Yeah.
In the Omni?
It was called the Giraffe Centre.
Ah, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Man. Only allowed on birthdays.
Well, it's mad. I think it's mad what you're going to remember. There was a fun factory in Bray, like balls and stuff like that, and there was a free fall slide.
I think I remember that.
I was too afraid to go down it, and I don't think I ever went down it. I might have went down it once, like I might have been thrown down it.
It used to burn you.
But I used to think it was the size of a skyscraper, and only recently I looked at a photograph of it, and it's only about 6 foot. It's about, like, if I was there now, I'd be able to hold on to the top of it. Like, it wasn't that tall.
Maybe it was like that in the Giraffe Centre as well then.
Yeah.
What were you afraid of? It's huge to you when you're a kid, though.
It was huge. It was fucking huge. Do you know what we used to do, man? It's not there now, but Mountain View Court, the flats on Summer Hill.
used to slide down them.
Yeah, yeah. Not just slide. They were then walk on it. I can't remember what it was. But you know the orange kind of... Orange... It's like a plastic gate, but it's like crumbly. Like it's like paper.
Yeah.
It's like netting. Sorry, netting. Yeah. It's like orange netting that you'd use on a site. I remember we got loads of that because there was this building site nearby. We got loads of that and wrapped it all together. And there was people sliding down from the top balcony on it all the way down to the bottom.
How high would that be?
So tall. Like, that's 5 stories tall. Like,
fucking hell.
Huge.
Did you go down it?
Huge. I don't think I went down it, but, like, people were going down it. Not a bother.
It's a risky one.
If there's anyone listening to this from Summer Hill, and if they remember that, like, send an email in. If there's photographs of it, or, like, the shit that people used to do. Somebody stole the crash mats from the PE hall in O'Connell School and brought them to the flats, my flats.
So they could jump off the balcony?
They were jumping off the balconies onto the crash
top
mats.
Top one?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, man.
Like, that's class.
It's a great thought, but, like, it's also very dangerous.
So
like.
Dangerous. Fucking so dangerous.
Imagine you were just, like, in the middle and you're just seeing a young fella jumping off the top and just going, ugh.
You should have, what the fuck?
Just having a smoke and a cup of tea and just like,
oh, my God.
You think someone threw themselves off, like? I know they did, but, like, obviously, without a crash mat.
I used to jump off high things onto mattresses. Like a dirty mattress that was just kind of left on the side of a lane.
That's sick.
Did you do that?
That's sick, man, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
Pissy mattress, like.
I'd say, yeah, yeah, yeah. Soggy as well.
Yeah.
Like. Still, like, stained.
Doing wrestling or not?
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck it. Have a wash when you get in.
That's it. Not a bother. Not a bother to you. The pram sheds.
What?
We'd be jumping off the pram sheds.
But they're not that tall, though.
They'd be tall enough now. They'd be taller than you, like.
Good 7 foot.
I'd say the pram sheds would have been about 10 foot, I'd say.
Jesus. Good bit taller than me. What was the thing you were saying about the AI? What did you do?
I asked her to make a podcast because I was looking for something so specific and I wasn't in the email reading it. I kind of wanted it on the go. And I just seen that I was able to do this. And I was like, tell me about the Manhattan Project. Give me
all
a podcast.
All the kernels all over the road.
And it made a fucking podcast, like. Like this, you could be listening to this, and it's like,
was it AI talking on a podcast?
Yeah.
Like that they created a full length episode.
Like. It was like 15 minutes, 15 minutes on the Manhattan Project, and niche points like about
and the,
what went on.
How many people were talking in it? Two,
one. But you could say two people talking about it and making jokes about it, or you could tell it exactly what you want, and we'll just give you.
That is fucking bizarre, like
in the mental.
But it's missing the human element.
It is missing the human element, but it's also a good way of getting news. What do you think? Do you know what I mean? Like, give me the news.
Of an AI podcast.
Yeah, sorry. I mean, yeah, a little bit.
The Sky News down and look up.
You kind of force.
Or CNN or something.
You could say, I want to hear local news from things that are going on in Dublin today. And it could tell you that.
Congest everything into one thing. It just gather all the information and then just go, did you hear what happened? Like, and blah, blah, blah. Like.
You could say, oh, this weekend, the St. Patrick's Day weekend, and this is happening, and whatever, and they'll just talk.
There's a big slide up at Summer Hill.
All the lads are going down, killing themselves. The mad bastards. That was mental. I'm trying to think of other mad shit that people done. There was a fella, a young fella, he was only small. And we used to, around Halloween, there'd be a big sheila.
Which is a tyre.
Big tyre, and he'd get in the sheila.
Roll him around.
We'd roll him down Portland Row. From the top of Portland Row, he'd go all the way down to the Five Lamps. Like.
And yeah, mate, dire on back then. Near-death experiences.
There was injuries. There was definitely injuries.
Was there ever a moment where you're like, we have to stop doing this now? Because it's all pretty intense stuff, Joe.
Not at the time, man. When you're doing it, it's just like the best crack. Now, if I seen my kids doing half of the shit that I got up to, they'd never leave the house.
Yeah. If I had kids and I heard a thump upstairs, I'd be shitting myself.
Yeah.
Let alone jumping off a fucking.
You get
of
used
flats.
To it. You get used to the
bombs.
Oh. You're just like, now it's like bum. And you're like, what the fuck was that?
I'm trying to play Rocket League. I'm opening some Pokemon cards.
I told you, didn't I? One time I just heard Beckett was upstairs. Oh,
that was one of the funniest things ever.
Well, did I say it on the podcast?
I don't know. I think you did, yeah.
He stormed off crying. And then like 5 minutes later, I hear, da, da, da. I go up and he's hanging off the top of his door. In the nip.
How did we get here? How did he do that?
Oh, God.
When he was hanging, was he like holding on and he's afraid to drop because of the height?
Yeah. Like, how did he get
like, he had to make a decision in his head to do that. Like,
oh, he's a lunatic.
This is what they're going to get now for what they did to me.
Yeah, I'll fucking show them. I'm going to hang out of this door in the nip.
Jesus.
Pepsi Prebiotic Cola in original and cherry vanilla. That Pepsi taste you love with no artificial sweeteners, only 30 calories, just 5 grams of sugar, and 3 grams of prebiotic fiber. That great Pepsi taste with even more to love. Pepsi Prebiotic Cola. Unbelievably Pepsi.
Did you see, did you ever watch Peaky Blinders?
Joe, I've never watched it.
No.
I really want to get around to it though. It's been a long time coming, but the film is out.
Yeah.
Not out, it's on Netflix soon or something, but they've done a screening and stuff. Seeing your mate was knocking around town.
Yeah, Barry Keoghan's in it. As now, some I have not seen Peaky Blinders, so I don't know if this is true, and I was hoping to ask you, but if you haven't seen it either. But I think Barry Keoghan plays Cillian Murphy's son.
Really, though?
In it, yeah.
Definitely?
Yeah.
Okay. But was there a younger actor playing a son in the series? Like?
Yes.
Okay, so he's just the older version of that kid?
But I feel bad for they just recast that kid and put Barry in it. I feel so bad for the actor that...
I mean, he's hot right now.
He's hot shit. He's hot shit. But I wonder how the other actor that got the bump feels about that.
Yeah. Do you know what I was saying?
Tell me.
I seen Barry in an interview and he was talking about games he plays in his spare time or something like that. And he was like, you know, I take out like the PSP sometimes and I just stick on The Simpsons Hit and Run. And all the comments were like, Simpsons Hit and Run isn't even on the PSP, mate.
Oh, Barry. Jesus Christ. Like, I just don't believe that. But maybe, I don't know, maybe it's like an emulator. So can't say that he's doing that. Yeah, just pirated some games.
Yeah, no, just jailbroke the oak, yeah.
Is it not on the PSP?
Don't think so. Oh. I trust, if there's a horde of comments, I trust them. If there's one, I'm like, you fucking idiot. But if everyone is saying like the Simpsons Hit and Run isn't on the PSP, I'll agree with them. It's only a Google away.
True that.
But yeah, I never seen Peaky Blinders.
Yeah, so I'm curious. I
watched the first episode on the way to Vegas last year, and then I turned it off.
When someone's recasting something, it takes me like out of it big time.
It's kind of different though, when maybe time has passed for the film from the series, like, and you could say like, yeah, that's.
Yeah.
The kid that's older, like.
That's true, I suppose. That's true. There was just
It's like fucking Dewey and Malcolm in the Middle.
Well, he's not in the new one.
No, they like recast them.
Oh, did he recast?
Yeah, but he's like fucking 30 odd, like. Oh. And like he really looks like him.
Yeah.
And they've potentially got away with it.
No. You couldn't.
In the trailer, I seen it. They dropped the new trailer yesterday. I was watching it and like it literally just like it's believable, like. If you said that he was the actor from back in the day, I'd just say, all right, that's what he looks like now.
The actor that played Dewey, how do you turn that gig down? That's a really
I think
hard
he's just went a different avenue altogether and just doesn't want to be a part of that industry.
What does he do now?
I don't know what he does. I think something like law. I'm going to say law or something like that. I mean, it's only a Google away.
Why did Eric Per Sullivan turn down the role of Dewey in the new Malcolm in the Middle series? He did not turn down the role of Dewey in Malcolm in the Middle revival because of a dispute, but rather because he has retired from acting and has focused on a private life in academia. Yeah, but like, I still don't... Like, how do you turn down millions? Must be getting millions for that.
Like, you wouldn't turn it down. You would be getting millions. It's only four... Would you get millions? It's 4 episodes. I don't have high hopes for it.
It's out. Like, you can watch
it. It's not out yet.
There's reviews now of the latest episode. He's looking at Lois shaving Hal's crotch and stuff.
That's from a trailer.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if I have high hopes for it. I fucking love this that series, like.
It's deadly.
It's the best, one of the best, like.
It's really good, yeah.
Hal carries the show, though, doesn't he? The whole time, like.
Yeah, brilliant. He's brilliant in it.
I just think it's just, it looked, from the trailers, obviously it's modern, like a modern version of it, but it looks too modern. Now when something comes back and you're just like, yeah, that's not it. Like Scrubs came back, I never watched it, any of it, like, but came back like a few months ago or last month or something like that, yeah. And you just don't hear about it, like there's no like hype. Like maybe there is and it's just not, I'm not just not fucking seeing it, like, but.
I don't think people are watching TV.
Yeah.
Like that's people such used a big to sit thing down,
to come back like.
People used to sit down at the same time, on the same night,
yeah.
At the same time, and they used to watch whatever was on, yeah. Whatever that show was on a Friday night or a Thursday night,
yeah.
And they'd wait. I remember I couldn't wait for the new episode of The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Was that on a Saturday
or something? Or a Sunday or something like that? On Sky One?
Friday, was it?
Friday, I don't know. I remember it not being a school day anyway.
I remember it beyond in America, so it had been out, and then we'd get it a day or two later.
On LimeWire. Or was that music?
You couldn't wait for it. But now people are just streaming things in their own time, so the conversation's not being had.
In the moment, yeah.
Even to a few years ago, like even the Late Late Toy Show, people would be all talking about it on X and tweeting about it, or Twitter at the time, like, and people would be having the conversation in real time, but people don't have that real time conversation anymore.
Because you used to say to me, like, we've been here recording and maybe the toy show was on that night or in 2 days, and you'd say to me, like, you're going to tweet about it?
Mm.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
You'd be like, you're going to, because everyone just did that, like, yeah, just like, you'd always see, like, Michael Fry with the, like, top fucking tweet or something like that.
Yeah,
it just doesn't happen now.
So he's raging.
Yeah, he was good at that.
He was good at the tweeting.
I used to like an old Michael Fry Late Late Show tweet.
Or anything, whatever it was, even Eurovision, like, people just don't sit down and watch. Even if they do sit down and watch it on their phone, just bleeding, no one's focusing. I just fucking paying attention to what's on the telly. I miss the X Factor.
Oh man, I'm watching Britain's Got Talent at the moment.
I didn't even know that was on.
Yeah, neither did I until I seen like 3 episodes were out, and I was like, yeah, fucking, I'm normally on that. Fucking Saturday night, huh? Fuck's sake.
People need to be telling me about this shit. Is it because the TV guide isn't a thing anymore?
Possibly. But usually you'd see ads somewhere along the line or a TikTok or something, but I didn't see anything this year. Love a good dog. Love a good dog act. Do you know, I kind of roll my eyes a little bit at magicians.
You know it's not real.
Yeah. I really wanted it to be real. No, but I just feel like magicians are just like, oh, here we go again. They're going to come over to Simon Cowell and say, you were thinking the word dog, and then put up on the screen. And everyone's like, oh my fucking God.
I think magic is only good if it's being done to you.
Yeah. Like when Keith Barry did to me, that was class.
Yeah.
That was class, like.
I always doubt it. Even if I was in the room and it was done to you, I'd be like, whatever.
He's in on it.
Do it to me. And then I'm impressed.
Yeah.
But even then, you know logically there's just a trick to it.
Yeah.
There's a knack to it.
Do you ever see the TikToks where like there's magicians where they're just like, think of a number between 1 and 10. And you're like, 7. Yeah. And then it's like, okay, now subtract that by 3. And you're like, okay. And then it's like, divide that, and you're like, lost.
Yeah.
And you're like,
let me get the calculator.
I can't even fucking do this fucking magic trick on TikTok now. Because I got lost with the maths of it.
Darren, come up onto the stage, please. Think of a number between 1 and 100. No. Just said, nah. No.
What was that number you were thinking of at the start? Can't remember.
Confetti falls down and numbers are flashing on the
and then on the screen it just says, can't remember in bold. And you're like, no way, man. How do you know I was going to say that? Is there someone behind the fucking court and typing it? Just putting it up.
What the fuck is this? Cabbage in a can.
Happy days. I'll have a bit of that.
I think everyone's talking about the Manosphere.
I watched it.
Did you watch it? No, I haven't watched it.
I watched it. Louis Theroux is the best, man.
Is it good?
It's all right.
Nah.
Like, it's not his finest work, I don't think. Still interesting, though.
Yeah.
And it's just his fucking, he's just class, like.
His way of going on.
His way of going on and just like belittling someone down to... Yeah, I don't want to ruin it because like, it's only out, but like, there's some good quotes in it like that he says to them and how he like... It's just how he smiles at them and allows them to speak.
Mm.
And then like challenges them a little bit, almost making them childish like. Yeah. There's some of it's mental like. How some of them lads see the world like.
Give us it. Well, because I haven't seen it, so give us something.
It's just that fucking toxic shit, isn't it? Like, just...
What are you saying?
It's just like, you know, belittling women and just, like, contradicting themselves and... Yeah, they're just, like, it's just... It's mad, like...
I was talking to a girl yesterday and I was talking to them to her about... We were talking about the gym and stuff like that, and then she's like, I go to this gym or that gym, and I was like, oh, I'd go to a gym nearby and stuff. But would you not go to this fancier gym? And she's like, no, what, to have a bunch of fellas creeping on you? And then you're like, I was like, oh, really? Does that shit really happen? Like, do people really hit on you in the gym? And she was like, yeah, like, that really happens. And I just cannot get my head
Amy
around.
Amy said to me that the other day, I wasn't there, like, with her, and she was coming in to the estate, and there was, like, someone parked in a van, and they were just, like, smiling at her, like, rolling down the window and just, like, winking and all.
Like, and I was like, what the fuck?
Amy always just like gives them a dirty look. Not that happens all the time, but she's told me a few occasions that happens. Like,
yeah.
I could never see myself there. I've never done it before. Like, that's been like sleazy or like, do you know that kind of way? I'd be almost afraid to. Not that I want to do it, like, but I'd just be like, ugh. That's like, real cringy. Like.
Could you imagine going up to a girl that's walking out in the gym, sweating?
Oh, no, man.
And saying, what's up, babe?
Like, what's up with you, yeah?
Yeah, I love you, looking good. You'd be like, what am I saying? What? There's no
Like,
there's
I
no
think
way.
People are in the gym to fucking walk out, not bleed and go on a day.
Like, I'm just, the logical part of my brain is like, there's no girl that's going to like this. This is not sexy.
But wouldn't even like enter your head to like chat someone up in a gym, I don't think.
But that apparently...
Well, obviously it does. Like,
and
it
obviously
does.
It does. That's what I find amazing. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
What's up? Why up? Why up there?
What's up now?
Just running on a treadmill. Oh yeah, Sam. Yeah. Yup.
I can go way faster than you.
Want to see how fast I can go? It's like fucking begging it. Legging it like. Look at me. What you think of that? Go in it. Look at the quads. Go on. Then he just falls off and goes on his head.
Oh God. Even I feel like being in the gym is my least confident moment of the day because I'm sweating so bad. I'm actually self-conscious. I'm like, I smell like sweat now.
Yeah.
And me, I have skinny legs and they're on show. I don't feel like I'm presented sexy. I'm sweaty. My hair's all floppy.
My jersey stuck to me.
Like,
it's almost like you just got out of a bat wearing your clothes.
This is the last place I try pull a board.
Yeah.
The last. Fucking gym. But yeah.
Where is the place? Where would you like?
Where would you travel?
If you were single, like, where would you go? A singles night or something?
I think there's a time and place and a way of doing it. Like,
I think it just happens. If it's meant to happen, it'll just happen or something.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
You'll just chat to someone somewhere and it'll just make sense.
Yeah, just be appropriate in an appropriate place.
If they're in the gym on the treadmill, leave it out. Or if they're going into the house and they have a wedding ring on, don't be winking at them.
In a van. That's terrifying.
Yeah, in a van. A dirty van with some writing on the side of it.
That is terrifying. Really creepy shit.
Get in the van. Get in the van.
No, I really love what you think of me, van.
Oh, yeah, grand, mate. Mad all the same.
But is that the sort of stuff that's in the manosphere?
Like, yeah, like, you know, just like confronting, like, just live streaming and just going to women saying, what's up with me and you and all, and just awkward and, yeah.
Does it work? Did he pull boards?
They probably do.
That's mad as well. I can't believe. I think it's weird that there's women out there that are attracted to that sort of behaviour.
Yeah.
Like, it works on some girls. So it's like, I mean, or does it? That's what
you
I'm
don't know.
I'm
you don't.
Like,
I don't even you don't think see you know. That, you yeah. don't see that in it. That like, okay. Anything happened. Like, but it's just like.
Do you know what? I used to walk with a fella, Venezuelan fella, and he used to, his side hustle, was teaching men. He was a pickup artist. His side hustle was teaching men how to pick up boards on the street, how to approach them, what to say, and how to like And he treated it like, I seen him. I was in town one day and I seen him with one of his students, like, and he was kind of like, go over the hall, like, on the street.
And I was just saying, all right.
Hey, babe, how are you? Like,
oh, man.
I just have die. To stop
I'd sink
say,
into the ground. You'd have to pay me to do that.
Yeah, like, for, and it'd have to be for a video or something. Like.
It'd have to be for the sake of some sort of art.
But, would you do that for this podcast? Well, people would know you, you know?
Mm.
Going up to a stranger on the street saying, hey, how are you? It's so seedy. I know some people that read The Game as well. Do you know the book, The Game?
The Game? I know the film, The Game. It's written by obviously different.
It's like how to pick up girls, how to pick up women. And I just feel like gamifying it's so seedy. It's just so seedy. Like, just be yourself, and if that's enough, that's fine. And if it's not enough,
I think you're giving some great advice here.
Do you think so?
I think that between the two of us now, we're after giving solid advice.
We should write our own book.
What would we call it? The
Game Over.
Game Over. Exit the Manosphere.
Welcome to the Ladosphere. Be Soundosphere. Yeah, man.
But it's just the Andrew Tate buzz and all, isn't it?
What's it called? An incel? Do you know what an incel is?
I heard of the term, but I'm not quite sure what it is.
An incel is someone who literally stands for intentionally celibate. So it's boys that kind of hate women.
Right.
Because they want to have sex with them.
Okay.
So they're kind of like intentionally celibate. They just sit in their bedrooms, and there's these group chats and stuff on the dark web, and they communicate with each other, and they post pictures of people that, like, from their schools and stuff like that. They're just really fucking weird people.
On the web?
On the web. That exist.
Like, there's an example in the show. There's a fella who's like a multimillionaire, and he's married. Or he's not married. He's with someone years and has a kid. He could be married. Yeah, I think he might be married. Don't know. And he can go off with other women and she can't. And like, she has roles in the house and stuff like that to clean and that old fucking mentality, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that's an example of what else is in the show, like.
Yeah. I mean,
we're mad woke, aren't we, boys?
With that one, I'm like, look, if the two of them are happy with it, whatever works for you. You know, people have open relationships. Other people have semi-open relationships where only one partner can go off with.
Mm.
And each to their own, I suppose. I mean, it wouldn't be for me, but if the two of them are happy. I mean, did Louis interview the woman?
Yeah, she didn't want to be interviewed, or he didn't want her to be interviewed. And then he agreed for the both of them to be interviewed. And Louis was saying to your man, like, you can kind of see that she doesn't like this and stuff. And he's like, no, she does. She tell me. She's an open book. Like, she tell me if she didn't like it. But, like, he said that, like, I think it was something like he could eventually, like, get with someone else or marry someone else and leave her. Just, like, blatantly, like, and he was like, she's open to that. That could happen. And it's just so deadpan and normal to him. And then he's like, and what do you think of that? And she's like, kind of stumbling across her words, and he's like, I don't think she really likes that. And he's just like, what do you mean? And like, these lads think they're so fucking good, like, that when they get put in the spot, like, they're kind of like, oh, shit. Do you know what I mean? Like,
oh, I can't wait for it, man. Louis Theroux has never done a bad documentary, so I'm excited for that one. Leave Mike alone.
Leave Mike Wazowski alone.
Leave him alone.
The eyeball on him. Well, there you go. That was a journey.
Yeah, now we have to go back out into the vacant Marconi building.
That's possessed by someone that was in radio before. Haunted. That isn't.
Haunted. There's a very special person upstairs, isn't there? Special guest in the building. You won't say who it is.
Oh, it's the return of the Mac.
Return of the Mac. Nope. Oh, we talked about him for like 15 minutes.
We actually did.
Did you actually?
No. Yeah, sure, we'll leave it there and...
We'll have a producer next week, I'm sure. Please, God.
I'd say there might be just one of us next week here.
Yeah.
It'll just slowly drop off to the point where the seats are empty. Be no podcast. Just be stalling radio silence for 50 minutes.
Who's going to press record then?
AI.
AI. AI. AI. Do you fart?
No, it's the... That's the thing with leather couches, isn't it? People think you always fart.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially when you're a bit on the heavier side.
Well, you heard you fart last night at the audio awards.
Did I?
Yeah.
I didn't think it was that loud.
And then you moved then on the leather chair to try to disguise it. I could hear it. I knew what you were doing.
I actually didn't.
Anton even looked over and I went, Darren, that's fucking disgusting.
I don't want to upset him.
Oh no.
Right, I am heading off now.
The Terminator on his bike.
I'll see you in a bit, yeah.
Talk to you, right? Today's episode is supported by Spun Out.
You know, I've definitely noticed people being way more open online about mental health lately.
Yeah, and that's a good thing. Especially when people are talking honestly about stuff like self-harm or eating disorders or suicide.
But it can also feel a bit tricky. Like, you want to respond well, but you're not always sure what the safest thing to say is.
Exactly. And that's what Safer Conversations Online is all about. It's a free online course from Spun Out, supported by the HSE.
It's practical and really easy to get through, with short videos, clear explainers and stories from real people.
Plus, some interactive bits that help you think about how you actually show up in conversations online.
So whether you're posting, replying or just trying to support someone.
It's a really useful one to check out.
You'll find it at spunout.ie/safer conversations.
That's spunout.ie/safer conversations.